It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, March 17th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American playwright Paul Elliott Green, born in Buies Creek, North Carolina in 1894. He is best known for his depictions of life in North Carolina during the first decades of the 20th century, and he received the Pulitzer Prize for Drama for his 1927 play In Abraham's Bosom. Green first attracted attention in 1925 with his one act, The No-Count Boy, which was produced by the New York Theater Club. The next year, his full-length play, In Abraham's Bosom, was produced by the Provincetown Players. It was considered remarkable for its depiction of African Americans in the South. Its hero, a man of mixed racial ancestry, finds his idealistic attempts to better the lives of the African Americans around him are doomed to fail. With the acclaim Green received for this work, he was quickly recognized as one of the leading regional voices in American theater, and his plays were often compared with the folk dramas of Irish playwright John Millington Synge. Green's tragedy of the decline of an old Southern family, the House of Connolly, was chosen by the newly formed group theater for its inaugural production. Often compared to Anton Chekhov's The Cherry Orchard, in its contrast of aristocratic decay and upstart energy, The House of Connolly was praised by critic Joseph Wood Crutch as Green's finest play to date. But Green had already begun to move away from the realistic style of his early work, and in the 1930s he largely abandoned the New York theater, whose commercialism he found distasteful. His experiments in non-realistic drama, including Tread the Green Grass and Shroud My Body Down, both premiered in Chapel Hill and were never performed professionally in New York. Green also created a new dramatic form that he called symphonic drama. Inspired by historical events, these incorporated music and pageantry, usually for outdoor performance. His first experiment in this form was Roll, Sweet Chariot in 1934, which ran for a scant 4 performances on Broadway. Much more warmly received was the most famous of his outdoor dramas, The Lost Colony, with music by Lamar Stringfield, which is still played during the summer in an outdoor theater at Fort Raleigh National Historic Site near Manteo, North Carolina. The Lost Colony is the oldest outdoor historical drama in the United States. Among Green's other outdoor symphonic dramas are Faith of Our Fathers, Wilderness Road, The Lone Star, from Texas, of course, The Common Glory, The Founders, Trumpet in the Land, which tells the story of the massacre of Native American Moravians in Ohio during the American Revolution, Cross and Sword, the state play of Florida, and The Stephen Foster Story, which continues to be played every summer in Bardstown, Kentucky. The little one-room house where he did much of his writing can be seen at the North Carolina Botanical Garden in Chapel Hill. Green was not only confined to plays. He penned the screenplay for the 1932 film The Cabin in the Cotton and also wrote extensively on the subject of his beloved North Carolina. He helped Richard Wright adapt his novel Native Son to the stage in 1940 and served as a professor of drama at the University of North Carolina until his death in 1981. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is The Reader's Notebook for March 17th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.